Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. But we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello. I am Gonçalo. I'm a co-founder of a Portuguese startup based in Portugal.
Okay.
And we operating in the clean tech business. We developed a smart monitoring system for solar panels.
Okay.
So a major deal with solar panels owners is the problems that the solar installation could have. So like problems like dust accumulation, loose cables and broken panels even. So in the average, these problems can drop their production up to 70%. So without
70%?
Yeah, 70%. So without even the owners to know, the owners don't know that they are losing money.
Understood.
So
they happen out of sight.
Yeah.
Something happens, they stop producing what they should, and now you're back on the grid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is actually started when one of our co-founders realized this, and he decided to monitor the production to try identify what was the problem that he was having. So knowing this, we realized that this is an opportunity, a business opportunity, and we start to design the monitoring system. So we started like 8 months ago.
Okay.
We already developed the hardware. We already have done some installations, and we are beta testing in Portugal right now. We are developing the online platform, so the user can access the data that is collecting. And it is already functional, but not fully developed yet, because there are some features that are not developed. And the platform is where we are innovative. We are creating something new because we use AI algorithms and machine learning to try predict or estimate how much the solar installation should be producing. So the expected production, and then we compare it with the real production.
Okay.
If they are too apart, we know there is something wrong, and we notify the user.
Okay. So it looks at how much power is being produced.
Yeah.
And probably during configuration, we determine how much it should be able to produce.
Yeah. The expected production is real time. So I know today I should produce this, and I only produce this. So it's in real time. We have in consideration a lot of factors like the orientation, the tilting, the brand of the solar panels, the efficiency, a lot of stuff. This is why this is all information that is fed to our machine learning algorithms to try to, in real time, to know this month I should produce this and I only produce this. We also have in consideration the weather data in real time, all factors that can change the production.
Absolutely. Okay, so we know within reason how much power should be produced based on not just the hardware, but the environmental conditions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and so then it's watching what was actually produced.
Exactly.
If the discrepancy is beyond whatever your margin of error is, then it informs the user.
The user,
something's not
correct.
Something's not right here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to cut a tree. Maybe it's something as easy as it's time to cut a tree.
Yeah.
Or it could be as complex as
something's
wrong with the hardware.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And in our online platform, we can tell to the user which panel is broken and why. And after the user is notified about the problem, he can contact the maintenance team to help him solve the problem right in our platform. They can contact the maintenance team nearby to help them solve the problem.
Okay, so you can kind of be assigned to and contact somebody
yeah.
who can fix the panel yeah. that has a problem. Yeah. Okay.
How did you get personally involved in this issue?
So the startup started with two guys, one very strong in hardware, another very strong in software. And the workload was so big, because we are all students, that okay. they decided to bring another person to the team, and that's when I came into the team, because okay. I'm responsible for software, so all the machine learning or the AI algorithms are my responsibility near inside the startup.
Okay.
Okay.
So the hardware is in place. The hardware works.
Yeah. It's now is being beta testing. Yeah.
Okay. The software, I think you said, was 70%?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah, someone in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does it look like between now and public availability?
So we are planning to launch in the beginning of next year
okay.
to the market, only in Portugal. So we are starting our sales in Portugal. It's a country with some solar power, so it's good for us. We have a good market there. But in 2020, we are trying to come to the US. So this is why we came
okay.
to this year to the Collision, to start partnerships and
okay.
trying spreading the word.
Sure. Okay. Has it been a success for you so far?
Yeah, we've been our booth in Alpha the first day.
Okay.
And we have some meetings, people liking our product. Here, actually, there are we found many people in this area, in the solar business area. So that's very good for us.
Great.
It's a great experience to be here.
For yeah. sure.
That's awesome.
That's good. It's a good conference.
Yeah, it's a good conference. We've been in Web Summit last year.
Okay.
But now it's different, because here we are more successfully than Web Summit. Here
oh, really?
We found more people in this area, more people to talk to. We have a lot of meetings here with people that are good for us. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
If our viewers want more information about your platform or to be able to follow your journey, how can they do that?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, we have a LinkedIn page, and we have our own website, qlomb.pigma.net.
Okay.
So it's our Pigma.net also works.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming and talking about this. Solar is obviously a market that is about to get significantly bigger, because
yeah.
just in the last, 12 to 24 months, we've seen the cost of the hardware
dropping, yes.
Huge.
So
it's officially
yeah,
hit,
it's a thing
hit
now.
That point where, yeah. where just about anybody could have it.
It's more accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is definitely something that would be great for any owner of a solar panel.
Yeah. Of course, they can increase their efficiency. And
yeah.
It's... brings a lot of advantages to the user, so it's why not, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Thank you as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.